USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Criminals may have stolen as much as half of the unemployment benefits the United States has been giving out over the past year. Blake Hall, CEO of ID.me, a service that tries to prevent this kind of fraud, is sounding the alarm. Unemployment fraud during the pandemic could easily reach $400 billion with a B. That's according to some estimates. And the bulk of the money likely ended up in the hands of foreign crime syndicates, making this not just theft, but a matter of national security. The Treasury Department declined to comment on these estimates. Several 2020 election workers will be deposed in court Thursday and Friday for election fraud litigation in Georgia. The election workers have been ordered to bring thumb drives used on election night, along with other electronic devices they used during 2020. The lawsuit alleges election workers violated state rules on the handling of mail-in ballots, thus enabling fraud and altering election outcomes. USA Radio News.
It may be the biggest cover-up of our time. Was the coronavirus created in a lab? And did the Chinese government hide the truth? Now, Steve Cortez and Jen Pellegrino give you the shocking truth on their hit Newsmax show, Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is already the fourth largest cable news channel in America. And all this week, Cortez and Pellegrino tell you the real story about the coronavirus the big media won't tell you. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, find Newsmax for free on your smart TV, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or more. And remember, you can download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. Join millions of Americans turning off the old cable news and going to Newsmax for real news they can trust. Check Newsmax out today.
JBS, the largest beef supplier in the world, paid the ransomware hackers who breached its computer networks $11 million. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Another major company says they paid millions in ransom after their systems were hacked by criminals operating in Russia. The world's largest meat producer, JBS, was hit with a ransomware attack in May, taking most of their operations in the U.S. offline. In a statement Wednesday, the company says it paid the hacker group Revil $11 million to prevent further damage to their system. CEO of JBS USA, Andre Noguera, said the decision to pay was extremely difficult, but he ultimately made it to prevent any potential risk to their customers.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation has identified the hackers as being on Russian soil. Disease-carrying ticks are turning up in areas that were long believed to be tick-free, according to a study published in the journal Applied and Environmental Microbiology. Researchers surveyed the brush along Northern California beaches. More ticks means more tick-borne illnesses like Lyme disease. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A Virginia mom who endured Chairman Mao's communist cultural revolution before immigrating to the United States let the Virginia school board have it in a public meeting Tuesday, claiming critical race theory is a socialist agenda.
I've been very alarmed about what's going on in our school. You are now training our children to be social justice warriors and to loathe our country and our history. Growing up in Mao's China, all this seemed very familiar. The communist regime used the same critical theory to divide people. The only difference is they use class instead of race. During the Cultural Revolution, I witnessed students and teachers turn against each other. We changed school names to be politically correct. We were taught to denounce our heritage. The Red Guards destroy anything that is not communist. Old statues, books, and anything else. We are also encouraged to report on each other, just like the Student Equity Ambassador Program and the Bias Reporting System. This is indeed the American version of the Chinese Cultural Revolution. The critical race theory has its roots in cultural Marxism. It should have no place in our schools.
A senior Canadian official says the Canadian border will stay closed to non-essential foreign travelers until at least early July. Canada-U.S. border was shut down in March of 2020 to non-essential travel. Since the border shutdown was first imposed, both countries have been renewing a bilateral month-to-month agreement to keep them in place. The next agreement expires June 21st. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.